We are happy that we can be humbled as we continue, as you rightly said, with the historic mission that was begun by the founder of the Republic of Ghana and a great Africanist and Pan-Africanist around the world, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. So we are happy and I am humbled to have the opportunity to continue on that great journey established so superbly by Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, whose birthday we'll be celebrating in a few days' time on Monday, the 21st of September, 2020.
What is your vision for Ghana in the fact that Ghanaians decide this coming December 7th that they repose confidence in you and choose you as the next president of Ghana? What will your vision be?
We wish to create a society based on hard work, discipline, a restoration of hope and integrity, to create opportunity for all our citizens, irrespective of their background or wherever they may be located in this wonderful nation. We're a country blessed with many natural resources: oil, gold, gas, cocoa, timber, diamonds, bauxite, fertile lands, access to water resources, strong human beings. And therefore, we would wish to harness these resources for greater use in provision of opportunity, capacity to progress in your daily life through utilization of these resources more effectively. It's a journey that we are happy to continue with the policies and programs that we are currently working on to achieve these objectives via a manifesto policy platform that we will be bringing out sometime towards the end of next week.
How are Ghanaians reacting to your choice or your election as the presidential candidate of the CPP? I'm asking you this because a lot of Ghanaians are saying that there are two major centers of power in spite of the historical president of the CPP, the governing NPP and the main opposition, the NDC. CPP plays its role. But do you think CPP has what it takes to defeat these two major parties in the upcoming election?
We're absolutely convinced of this fact. Basically, you may be aware that the Fourth Republic has begun sometime back at the beginning of 1992. And therefore, for 27 years, 28 years, the ordinary Ghanaian has had to endure these two parties who have extended different periods of rule to steer the affairs of the nation at different points in time in the last 27 and 28 years. And the people are not happy. The people of Ghana are desperate for an alternative, not desperate for a replica of these two parties who have failed to provide them with progress and opportunity in their daily lives, but an alternative. Therefore, alternative policies, alternative approaches. There's a higher degree of integrity and honesty. It is only the Convention People's Party which has the capacity to achieve that.
So you think the CPP is attractive enough that will propel you to become the next president of Ghana? Now, let me ask you this. What should Ghanaians expect from you were you to become the next president? What should be their expectations?
Leadership of honesty, leadership of energy, leadership which ensures that the resources of this nation are utilized for the benefit of creating opportunity, transforming our social sector, transforming our economic sector, making sure that the ordinary Ghanaian is seen to be at the center of affairs, and therefore it is a Ghana first country of meritocracy, a Ghana first country of all inclusiveness, a Ghana first country that sees all its people as one, with a clear national development agenda and vision to be prosecuted over a period of time. We believe, and I believe, that we are sincere in our motives, and the frustrations that the people have seen with those who have come before, we believe, are sufficient fuel to allow us to be chosen. And therefore, we hold dear that opportunity and are humbled by the expectation of that opportunity and are ready to kneel in supplication of the throne of service.